Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, enjoying this Wednesday afternoon. I hope you're having a great day today. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and dive in quickly here and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 55-year-old Breton Brown of Milton was arrested in Andalusia following allegations of a sex crime involving an 11-year-old girl. Brown was charged with traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act, classified as a Class A felony here in the state of Florida. 37-year-old Ulysses Velasquez has been charged with sexually assaulting a 4-year-old child in his custody. He was arrested on two counts of domestic sexual battery of a victim under 12. The alleged crimes happened between April 2024 and January 2025. Velasquez is being held in the Escambia jail without bond. He also is on hold for ICE. Ministry Village at Olive received an enormous donation Tuesday. The nonprofit took possession of 35,000 pounds of non-perishable food. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints trucked in all the donated food from their regional storehouses to help support Ministry Village of Olive's food pantry.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Governor Ron DeSantis saying that the Florida Law Enforcement Recruit Bonus Program has awarded over 7,800 bonuses. The program gives $5,000 bonuses to law enforcement officers who come to Florida from other states. And he was speaking today at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. He said about 700 checks are in the mail in the latest round of payments. And while he was there, the governor awarded 12 checks to Marion County deputies.
Okay, 513, News Radio 92.3, Senate Bill 166. Moving through the state legislature will alter graduation requirements. If that bill passes, Florida will join a growing number of states across the country that are moving away from requiring students to pass a standardized test before graduating.
And speaking
That's interesting.
And speaking of bills, one to align Florida with President Trump's executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, moving forward in the state legislature. Sarasota Republican State Senator Joe Gruters is the sponsor of Senate Bill 1058, which passed the Senate Rules Committee on Tuesday and is headed for a floor vote. The bill would update future geographic and school instructional material to reflect the name change.
Air tags are used to keep track of personal belongings, but some use it for more nefarious reasons. Lawmakers in Florida now looking to take more action. CJ Papa has more.
Law enforcement says AirTags have been used to harass people and point to a Miami-Dade police officer arrested in 2022 for secretly stalking his ex-girlfriend for a month while using an AirTag. Bill 1168, making its way through the state Senate, would create stiffer penalties for using an AirTag in a crime, upgrading the charge to a second-degree felony. That means a difference of 10 years in prison if convicted. If it passes and is signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, the law would take effect October 1st. If you think you are being followed, go to the Find My app on your phone and check for alerts related to AirTags. If you do find one, remove the battery and contact law enforcement. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the Coast Guard says it caught almost 100 people trying to enter the U.S. illegally. The Coast Guard's 7th District announced yesterday that it relocated 99 aliens to Haiti. They were caught at sea last week, about 35 miles north of the nation. A Coast Guard official says it remains steadfast in its defense of the U.S. maritime borders, and illegal migration in overloaded, unsafe vessels with no safety equipment is extremely dangerous.
514, News Radio 92.3, Governor DeSantis preparing for a new Second Amendment summer tax holiday. Guns, ammunition, accessories are tax-free. That event will potentially start Monday, May 26, Memorial Day, by the way, and run through July 4th.
And a bill meant to protect kids who use social media moving forward in Tallahassee. State Senator Blaise Ingoglia's bill passed a Senate committee yesterday. Senate Bill 868 requires social media companies to allow parents of minors to view all messages. The bill also requires social media companies to cooperate more with law enforcement in cases involving minors.
Miami could be doing away with water fluoridation. It's part of a growing trend in the public health measure. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Miami-Dade County, Florida could be the next and perhaps largest local government to stop adding fluoride to drinking water. Its Board of County Commissioners voted Tuesday to end the practice.
It pains me to know that there were people that had to add the fluoridated water and have their babies ingested, you know, without them being able to say that they couldn't.
Commissioner Roberto Gonzalez, fluoridation has long been believed to help strengthen teeth. Opponents of the practice of adding it to the drinking water supply say it causes neurological issues. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava could potentially veto the measure.
Scientific evidence is very clear that we are using fluoride at safe and beneficial levels.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Point four. That's what she's getting to. Seven's a high level, two's a low level, right in the middle, four. That's what ECUA is doing.
Oh, okay.
Making the doctors happy, making the people about the fluoride happy. It's a very happy measure. Changes are coming. Watch it, I'm telling you.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on other than our usual areas. We've got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some issues on 9 Mile itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, though that is very minor, and some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Once again, all of those areas are to be expected. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 76 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight, tomorrow high of 77, low of 70.
Okay, 517, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up as investors waited President Trump's tariff announcement. It was a doozy. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors await details of President Trump's tariff plan this afternoon. 25% tariffs on automobile imports will take effect on April the 3rd and a similar duty on auto parts a month later. And shares of Tesla rose 5% despite the EV maker's global vehicle deliveries falling 13% in the first quarter from a year ago. Further evidence of a growing consumer backlash against the brand and its chief executive, Elon Musk. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow decliners, Chevron, McDonald's, and Visa. The Dow rising 235 points. The Nasdaq higher by 151. S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Just about 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes here.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pets Goal Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:23, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. A big event coming up tomorrow, and I like this event because it has one specific kind of a positioning statement. Recycling has to do with recycling. We're talking about paint. Escambia officials distributing free recyclable paint. This is done over at the Perdido landfill. Joining me this afternoon, Kara Schremschak. Executive, with Escambia's Waste Services Deputy Director. And Kara, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, guys. I'm doing fantastic. How's everybody there?
Oh, we're doing pretty darn nice here. Having a great, really, Wednesday afternoon. Beautiful day out there. You got a big event tomorrow. And I like this because I used to work across the street over the big hangar for ECUA. So I got a chance to kind of watch this program develop, kind of grow and develop into something very tangible here. What we're talking about is a paint distribution event over at the landfill. Tomorrow starts about 8 o'clock. And who's eligible to participate in this event?
Yeah, so anybody who's a resident of Escambia County is eligible to participate. We don't really necessarily check ID or anything, but for the most part, any citizen who is wanting to come in is looking to spruce up their home. We typically discourage businesses from coming in to collect the paint. Mm-hmm. We like to kind of reserve this material for the citizens, you know, people who are getting ready to send their kids off to college, want to paint their dorm room, spruce up their living room. For the citizens of Escambia County.
You know, it's an interesting thing about this event. I know when it first started, there was like one choice of paint, white. That was it. Do you have various colors now available?
We do, and it really just depends on the paint that we receive from week to week. White is one of the most popular colors. However, we typically have some blends of blues, greens. This last fall, we actually had some pretty seasonal colors, darker browns and oranges, which was interesting. It doesn't typically happen that way, but it did happen to coincide with the, you know, the change in weather and whatnot. But those are our standard colors. Your more off-whites, blues and greens are what we usually have the most of.
Over the years, talking to people from Escambia County and the recycling waste services departments in here. I used to get a kind of a chuckle out of this one. Tell me if it's still true. When people come to get that paint, here's a requirement, 5 gallon a paint bucket, but don't forget the lid. Is that right?
Absolutely. We get a lot of people who like to bring in old 5 gallon paint buckets.
Right.
And what we do with that 5 gallon paint bucket is that's what the next batch of paint will go into. So essentially, you're just giving us a container to pour the next batch of paint into. So we do require that for each gallon of paint that you pick up, you bring in 1 5-gallon bucket with a lid to replace the one that you're taking.
I know the last session, I think it was last month's session, it had to be canceled because of lack of product available. Got plenty of product for tomorrow?
We do have some in stock, yes. Unfortunately, it is an issue with availability. We are completely dependent on the citizens of Escambia County cleaning out their garages and their sheds. All of this paint that's reblended, it's a latex paint, latex-based paint. And we completely depend on the citizens bringing in that paint to, quote-unquote, dispose of, and that's the paint that we take to reblend. So with it being the springtime, I anticipate that less of the events will be canceled. People are performing their routine spring cleanings now, so we're hoping that a lot more product will become available.
Okay, for the novice out there that's never been out to that beautiful landfill, what's the best way to get out there?
Yeah, we're really hard to miss. We're right off of Beulah Road, really in between, closer to Muskogee than, 9 Mile. But you want to take I-10 and you'll exit 9 Mile, headed towards Beulah Road, and then you'll go north on Beulah Road. You don't want to hit Mobile Highway. You're going to want to make sure that you're going directly over I-10, so we're north of I-10. And if you're headed in that direction, you'll see the big sign says Perdido Landfill on the left-hand side.
Kara Shrimshock, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay. Always a delight to talk to, because for 14, 15 years, waste services were something I was very close to. I talked a lot of trash over those years. And tomorrow, don't forget about it, Escambia officials distributing free recyclable paint. It's at the Perdido Landfill. Starts about 8 o'clock. I would recommend, as you heard, supplies are limited. So I would get there. If you need paint, 8 o'clock, they'll open the gates to get in. It runs to about 11 o'clock. But if you need some more information, just contact the Escambia Way Services, 850-937-2160.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, taking another look at the roads here. Just got those backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 70 this evening. Tomorrow, similar temperature-wise, but just want to give you a warning. Late this evening and tomorrow morning, we are going to be dealing with some patchy fog in the area. So be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads.
You know, I saw that this morning. A lot of fog over in Gulf Breeze.
Mm.
So, yeah, good advice. Also, red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach. The winds are humping out there today. It is really a breezy day, kicking up the risk for, of course, rip currents. So, red flags flying on Pensacola Beach. The Gulf is closed to swimming.
And, you know, speaking of harsh winds, people in Illinois, Arkansas, Missouri, they've been spending the day bracing for possible EF3 tornadoes. Mm. Missouri and Arkansas, along with Mississippi and Tennessee, could also see flooding as the same storms are expected to bring heavy rain over the next few days.
I don't wish anybody to go through that stuff. Here's a sign of job growth. It's holding. Jenny Casola has more.
More jobs than expected were created by private employers in March. Payroll processing company ADP reports 155,000 new positions created by private employers last month. Economists expected just 115,000. Manufacturing hiring picked up. Construction hiring slowed. Utilities, natural resources, trade, and transportation lost jobs. The group's chief economist, Neela Richardson, says despite policy uncertainty and downbeat consumers, the bottom line is this: the March top line number was a good one for the economy and employers of all sizes, if not necessarily all sectors. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And a Supreme Court unanimously tossing an appeals court ruling that was filed against the FDA related to vapes. The FDA will continue to be allowed to reject new flavored e-cigarettes based on health concerns. An appeals court had previously ruled that the agency had unlawfully changed the approval rules during the middle of court proceedings.
65 nonprofits, along with the U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force, will provide free resources. It's all happening at the Fred Levin Wayfest. Put this on your calendar. A celebration of giving is scheduled 11 a.m. April 13th near the intersection of Palafox and Government Streets. By the way, that is a Sunday. And honors Fred Levin, who passed away in January 2021. A lot of sports coming up in about 7 minutes. Keep it right here. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump holding a Liberation Day event at the Rose Garden, unveiling new tariffs from the White House this afternoon.
Starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs on other nations.
The president making the announcement at what the White House called the Make America Wealthy Again event. This announcement coming after tariffs were already announced on Canada and Mexico in an effort to incentivize the nations to better secure their borders to prevent illegal crossings into the U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing the tariffs, arguing they'll lead to higher prices and fewer jobs.
There are tens of thousands of job losses in every part of New York State because there are tariffs. They are a tax on families. They don't like taxes. This is one of the worst taxes they could put in.
Schumer adding Democrats would fight the tariffs tooth and nail. This has been a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. According to the Forbes 2025 annual billionaires list, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk have been declared as the richest person on Earth with a net worth of $342 billion. Placed second is Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg with a net worth of $216 billion, followed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos with $215 billion. Meanwhile, TKO Group's UFC is striking a multi-million dollar deal with Meta that will bring the Mixed Martial Arts League closer to Mark Zuckerberg's tech company. CNBC is reporting UFC's integration with Meta will span the company's entire portfolio. Specific financial terms have not been released. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining more than 230 points. The S&P added 37, and the NASDAQ grew by 151. Crude oil futures for May sit below $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Andy Gresh with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Alex Ovechkin is only a couple of goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky, and it feels like, unfortunately, no one is paying attention. Ovi doesn't pass Gretzky as an all-time great, but he puts himself right up there with the greatest scorers of the game. Hopefully, people will start to pay attention. I'm Andy Gresh.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the Sportsbook Board in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi. Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pretty little thing living like your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes, around.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Another man, but I can love you better
than him. Take my hand. 537, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Happy Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Let's go ahead, Austin, and jump into the top three trending stories today, if you don't mind.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, I'll frame these around kind of a sports motif, if you don't mind. Series race is coming up next Friday. Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Stock, Crown Stock. We'll get Tim Bryan on sometime next week and talk about the races coming to Pine Forest Road. Okay, also Saturday, April 12th, Pensacola Beach is the site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Beach Firefighting Firefighters Challenge. We spoke to Ray Palmer, CEO, President of Pensacola Sports, during our last hour, and he assures us registration still open. If you would like to participate, go to this link, pensacolasports.org/Pensacola or Penn Beach. It's P-E-N Beach Firefighters. And you can get yourself registered there. And the Wahoos preparing for the 25 season with new baseball and food concession items, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront. That is right there on the main concourse. Wahoos begin the season Friday, hosting the Biloxi Shockers.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fitting segue there. The NBA looking into a finger gun gesture made by Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. Now, ESPN reports that the two-time All-Star was seen on television raising his arms and making a gun shooting gesture at the Golden State Warriors bench during a loss. Warriors player Buddy Hield will also be probed for a gesture that he made prior to Morant's response. But this is especially important for Morant because he's previously been involved with several controversies surrounding his display of firearms in both public and on social media.
Just so he keeps that middle finger. put away there, and he'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
Get through this thing. Pair of athletes, one in the NBA, the other in the NHL, had great performances Tuesday night. Joe Morgan's in.
Two all-time athletes took center stage Tuesday night. In the NBA, Steph Curry went off, scoring 52 points in Golden State's win over the Grizzlies while knocking down 12 of his 20 attempts from beyond the arc. Curry had 32 points in the first half while making 8 of 10 shots from 3. In the NHL, history is right around the corner for Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin is 4 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's career record, scoring in the first period of Washington's 4-3 victory over the Bruins. Ovechkin has scored 12 goals in his last 18 games, which is 8 games remaining on the Capitals' regular season schedule. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the UFC signing a multi-million dollar partnership deal with Meta. The MMA company aims to restructure their fan experience using AI, using Meta platforms. President and CEO Dana White said in a release that Meta has the greatest minds in tech and that they are going to take fan engagement to the next level, and added that UFC and Meta are already working on a new fighter ranking system.
Okay, Nevada schools have banned trans athletes from girls' sports in a major reversal for that state. Gary Baumgarten has more.
Now, only biological females can compete in the girls' category in Nevada. It's a reversal from the state's previous policy, allowing trans athletes to compete in girls' and women's sports. The controversy over eligibility in the state drew national attention after the University of Nevada's women's volleyball team forfeited a game with San Jose State in October because there was a trans athlete on San Jose's team. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And since we're talking sports here, I want to remind you that Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And, of course, you can find an ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
542 News Radio 92.3. Gary Baumgarten comes back in the studio here discussing sexual abuse allegations that led to the firing of a U.S. Olympic and Paralympic coach and director. Here's the story.
The coach, Gary Colyander, was fired after allegations that he sexually abused a young biathlete, causing her so much distress that she attempted suicide, were detailed in an Associated Press report. Also fired, Eileen Carey, who was vice president of the Maine Winter Sports Center where the girl was coached. She was later promoted to director of the Paralympic team. Colyander denies any wrongdoing. No comment yet from Carey. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the CEO of Boeing testified before the Senate today. Ryan Schmelz has your details.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg acknowledging recent mistakes by the company in testimony before the Senate Transportation Committee.
Boeing made serious missteps in recent years, and it's unacceptable. In response, we've made sweeping changes to the people, processes, and overall structure of our company.
Those missteps led to several catastrophic incidents, including a door plug blowout mid-air after a plane left a Boeing facility without key bolts. The CEO says employees helped generate over 26,000 improvement ideas, including enhancing employee training and, quote, elevating our safety and quality culture. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the cost to play the Mega Millions lottery will go up this week. The price of a ticket went up to $5 following Friday's drawing. Officials say the price increase will lead to faster growing jackpots and better odds. Every price will also now be worth more than the cost of a ticket. This is the first price increase for Mega Millions since 2017.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. The creator of probably the most famous puzzle video game ever made weighs in on his new book. Eamon Digman has more on Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's not often you get to speak to an icon, and Hank Rogers is just that. You might know the name from the Tetris movie that came out around last year, because he's the man who brought it over from Russia to your Game Boy at first, and then everything else.
The lasting appeal that's universal, first of all, because mathematics is universal, it's not cultural, and it's played by everyone.
And now he has a new book to set the record straight on everything he is doing, and has done, running running the Tetris company.
The movie is Hollywood. It's a movie. And so I decided that I needed to set the record straight, not only for my children, my grandchildren, but for my friends, and for my fans.
We asked him how he feels about the success of the puzzle game and how he feels that some players have officially beaten the game that took over the world some 30 years ago.
That whole crowd of young people, of kids, whatever you want to call them, worked really hard to get to that kill screen.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Still got backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And we've got some issues on Pine Forest Road still traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Going to be foggy this evening, and it's going to bleed into your early Thursday, where temperatures will be similar, high of 77, low of 70.
545 News Radio 92.3, the CEO of Boeing testifying before senators as the company reckons with airplane safety issues. Here's Grady Trimble.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg is trying to accomplish what the past two CEOs have failed to do, which is to turn around the safety and culture problems at the company after a string of major issues at Boeing. Today, he acknowledged that the company has made those serious missteps, as he called them, and assured senators that he's implementing sweeping changes to fix the company. Ortberg says Boeing is changing company culture by encouraging employees to come forward if they notice that something anywhere along the production process is amiss. He also says it's working to reduce production defects, like the one that caused the door plug blowout last year in the first place.
And Amazon reportedly making a last-minute bid to buy TikTok. The New York Times reports the e-commerce giant submitted the bid via an offer letter sent to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Saturday is the deadline for China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok, or the app will face a ban in the U.S. Lawmakers have expressed security concerns over the app's connection to China.
I'm always down for saving money. Hillary Barsky has tips for saving you money on groceries.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. With food prices still rising, there's still lots of ways to save while shopping for groceries. First, try to change up where you shop and consider branching out to warehouse clubs, dollar stores, and big box retailers. But if you're still partial to your go-to grocery store, at least try to buy store brands, which could save you up to 30% from name brand items. And while you're shopping, try to forego impulse purchases, which can add up. And one of the ways you can do this is by limiting your trips to the grocery store. And plan your weekly meals based on sales circulars that offer weekly savings. And check out the price per unit of different grocery items, which is often printed on the pricing display near the product. You can also use a unit price calculator to determine the cost per unit to see if you're getting a good value. And think about getting a credit card that offers cash back for grocery purchases. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the top experts at the FDA overseeing the U.S. bird flu response have been fired in the latest federal job cuts. About 10,000 workers were laid off yesterday across the Department of Health and Human Services, including about 130 staff members at the FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine, which has played a key role in limiting the spread of the bird flu. Nearly 170 million chickens have either died or been put to death in the U.S. because of the flu.
News Radio 92.3 woke up this morning. There was Tesla stocks down by this afternoon. Tesla stock on the rise, increasing over 4%. Madison Allworth has the details on why it happened.
Tesla shares speeding up on the news that Musk might be out soon at Doge. Politico is reporting that he could leave his government post in order to return to his companies, including Tesla, which has had a tough first quarter. We have a tweet from the White House. They have shot down this report, calling it garbage, saying, quote, Elon Musk and President Trump have both publicly stated that Elon will depart from public service as a special government employee when his incredible work at Doge is complete. So White House saying no, but stock reacting today. And that's because Tesla, in the meantime, has been struggling. Tesla global vehicle deliveries were down 13%. And that means that shares of the company were also down more than 6%.
And the White House reported to be looking at what it would cost to control Greenland as a territory. Sources say the administration also estimating how much revenue could be gained from Greenland's natural resources, including rare earth minerals. The Post says that one plan is to offer more money than Denmark to subsidize Greenland services.
Okay, Pensacola Sanger Theater celebrating 100 years today and hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon. Tonight at 6, a screening of the silent movie The Ten Commandments. By the way, was the first show ever played at the Sanger back on April 2nd, 1925.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. Just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get maybe some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines in for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer Event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, actor Val Kilmer passing away at the age of 65. Todd Pirro has the deals on what happened.
Val Kilmer, known for his blockbuster roles, including The Doors, where he, of course, played singer Jim Morrison. And he was one of many stars to play the Caped Crusader Batman in the 1995 film Batman Forever.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight.
Kilmer first became a superstar after playing the character Iceman in the iconic film Top Gun. He fell out of the spotlight in 2014, though, when he survived a battle with throat cancer and lost his voice after undergoing surgery. He later reprised the role of Iceman in 2022's Top Gun Maverick, which was his final performance. Kilmer's voice was digitally altered for the film.
All righty, and the Nintendo Switch 2 hitting shelves on June 5th. It costs $449 for just the console and everything that comes with it, while customers can purchase a $500 version that comes with Mario Kart World. The new device will be a bigger and faster version of the original Switch, and the controllers, called Joy-Cons, now attached to the screen with magnets and can work as a mouse when used on a table. The original Switch has sold 150 million units since its release in 2017.
Sounds like a lot of... allowances going to pay for those.
Yeah, a lot of lawn cutting.
Yeah, yes, it is. Another honoree added to this year's Grammys on the Hill Awards. Fox's Monica DeLuca has that and more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Randy Travis will be honored at the 2025 Grammys on the Hill.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Event hosted by the Recording Academy in Washington, D.C., returns April 8th through the 10th, uniting congressional leaders and music makers to honor those who have helped shape a better future for music. The 7-time Grammy winner is being honored alongside U.S. Representatives Linda Sanchez and Ron Estes for their commitment to advancing pro-music policy. Morgan Wallen is teasing new music. The song is called Come Back as a Redneck, captioning a video online with the song's lyrics, Maybe Then You'll Understand. The song is part of his upcoming album called I'm the Problem, which drops May 16th. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on here from what I can see. Still have some backups lingering on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight. There is going to be some fog this evening, so be careful if you're on the roads. And also, there's a high surf advisory going into effect this evening.
Yeah, a red flag's now flying on Pensacola Beach, so if, what that means, the beach is closed. No swimming out there.
Right.
Former President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has agreed to being disbarred in Washington, D.C. Mike Emanuel has details on why this happened from the nation's capital.
This news of his disbarment comes from court records. Hunter Biden agreed to be disbarred from practicing law after filing an affidavit under seal yesterday. The document acknowledges Biden's, quote, consent to disbarment. The former president's son was suspended immediately in June of last year following his felony conviction in a Delaware federal court. Hunter was found guilty of lying about his drug use when buying a firearm in 2018. Hunter Biden will be officially disbarred if the D.C. Court of Appeals accepts a disciplinary agency's recommendation and his own consent. Fox News Digital reports the Washington, D.C. bar lists Hunter Biden as, quote, temp disciplinary suspension.
You know, we were talking about pop culture just a few minutes ago, and now we've shifted to some pretty powerful people here. Well, how about we merge the two? Steven Spielberg and George Lucas topped the latest Forbes list of celebrity billionaires. The latest Forbes ranking of the world's wealthiest people includes 18 celebrities, with film director Steven Spielberg topping the list at $5.3 billion. Star Wars creator George Lucas is in second place with a net worth of $5.1 billion. Rounding out the top five are NBA legend Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and wrestling mogul Vince McMahon.
Okay, they're still fighting in the Middle East. Israel's defense minister says his forces are expanding their military operation in Gaza. Jonathan Savage has the report.
The goal, says Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz, is to seize large areas of the Gaza Strip, with troops ordered to crush and clean the area of terrorists. Minister Katz also appealing to Gazans to expel Hamas and return all remaining hostages. The militant group still holds 59 captives, of whom 24 are believed to be still alive. An estimated 140,000 people have been told to evacuate this week alone as the Israeli armed forces ramp up their offensive. A group representing the families of some hostages is calling for an immediate deal to get them back home. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Director Oliver Stone calling on Congress to reopen the investigation into President JFK's assassination. He raised unfounded conspiracy theories in his 1991 movie called JFK. He testified before the House yesterday on last month's release of the investigation's recently declassified records. The filmmaker took aim at the CIA without providing conclusive evidence, as he has in the past.
Okay, got a story about our neighbors to the west, Alabama. A bill designed to help prevent suicides on the way to Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's desk. Needs her signature. Carmen Roberts tells us More about that legislation.
Alabama lawmakers approved the bill aimed at creating a way for people experiencing suicidal thoughts to voluntarily store their weapons with licensed gun dealers. It does so by providing the dealers with immunity from lawsuits. The bill is named for veterans Houston Tumlin and Hunter Whitley, who lost their lives to suicide. If you or someone you know needs help, you can text 988 to the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Don't forget, FWC conducting 3 virtual meetings this week for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt here in the state. The Zoom meetings getting underway tonight and Thursday and Saturday. The findings will be presented to FWC commissioners. That should happen in May. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more local and national stories on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.